Well, the only thing that I like about the Inigo over the Kinect systems, and the Kinect systems is nice. I told you that thing is so close to a copy of the Motorola XPR, it's not even funny. But the nice thing with the Anytone is the following and the support and the blogs and the websites and the downloads and all the things that you could do with radio. So if you just wanted to be lazy and you wanted to go to Arizona or Phoenix, you could just find something that would download every code plug you want for Phoenix, Arizona. You know, it just... you want to load all of the DMR contacts in it. You know, all that stuff is all pre-built. You don't have to do any, you know, stuff like that. That would be the only, you know, advantage of the Anytone. It, like I said, it's just got a fantastic following. It's kind of like buying Coca-Cola, you know. It's sort of like, okay, everybody buys this thing. And the other thing, too, now, I guess that, the Anytone, the 890, and I don't know where Anytone's going with this, but it also does the Kenwood protocol, which is NDX. So that's what intrigued Phil towards it, because, you know, Phil works on Kenwood radios. So that's what intrigued him about it. So I wonder where that's going. I wonder if they don't plan on selling and marketing, you know, because Bridgecom, whatever it's called, you know, you can get DMR repeaters from them. I'm sure they're not, you know, 100% duty cycle, blah, blah, blah. Okay, but if they're marketing NDX radios, I guess you could take a guess. What do you think is next? Go ahead, Jim.